This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode. Hello, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to today's podcast. Welcome to the Happy Times podcast. I know it has been a minute, and I am not sorry. I needed to take a little break for myself. I feel like I'm constantly talking about how I need breaks, but the whole point of this podcast is to talk about how we need to take care of ourselves. It's a daily self-care, and I said I was going to upload, and I just didn't, and things are just super weird. Okay, my first question for all of you is, do you guys feel like you're in the Christmas mood, like, at all? If you hear any dog sounds, there's two dogs in the background. I have my dog and my girlfriend's dog, but I'm not in the Christmas spirit, like, at all. Like, normally, I put up the tree the night before Christmas at 12 a.m., like, I'm there, setting it up. This year, it's, what, December 3rd? Nothing in me wants to put up a tree. But that's, I don't know, that's just me. I'm just not in the Christmas spirit. I'm still buying gifts and everything, like, don't get me wrong. Still gonna go get a tree, like, for my family. I have a fake tree, but going to get a tree for my family, and I'm just not in it. So let me know, are you guys in the Christmas spirit, or are you not? Like, I don't want to feel alone with this. I don't know, COVID's just, like, it just put a weird spin on everything. I'm walking around, and it's not the same. Like, normally you go to a Christmas tree lighting, or you're out at the mall, and, like, everyone's having fun, there's Christmas music, but, like, when you're out at the mall, and you're so cautious and worried about that they're doing the right stuff, that people are wearing the masks and everything like that, right? So it's a little bit different. But today, I also want to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Care Of, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later on, and it's an amazing brand, so please stay tuned. But today I want to be talking about LDR, which, long distance relationships. Now, I have a few notes because I always get, like, sidetracked, so I just want to make sure that I tell you all my points, because I've been in one. A lot of you guys don't know that. Two to three years ago, I guess, I was in one. My girlfriend at the time, she lived in Florida, and I lived in Canada. And I know a lot. Our relationship, and I don't mean, like, everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, it's 2 to 3 years later and he's still talking about her. That's not what this is. I get a lot of DMs. Like, I'm not even just saying that. I hate when people are like, oh my god, I get so many DMs. Like, no, I actually get a lot of DMs and a lot of comments about people asking about long distance relationships. What do they need to know? You know, what can help them? And that's why I want to just open up this conversation. I've talked about it a lot before, but I haven't really, like, broken it down a lot. So this is the hard truth about long distance relationships. They're not easy. They took a lot of work, like a lot of work. So my relationship lasted for just over a year, almost a year and a half. And the amount of work that needs to be put in them is, it's not really comparable to what's in person. In person has its own, oh wow, it is totally different in person. I find my biggest struggle with being in with a constant in-person relationship, or a close distance relationship, I guess you'd call it, is the amount of time that you see each other. That's something that's definitely different for me. I'm used to not seeing somebody that much. So that has been my challenge, but a lot of people are the opposite, right? A lot of people can't handle the distance because they're like, oh my god, I need to see this person so often. I need this person in my life, like, right now, and everything. And it's a lot of work in a lot of different ways. You're constantly thinking about this person, but you constantly can't text them. And then you're trying to take care of yourself, so you're trying not to be on your phone all the time. And then it's weird. it's weird. You don't want to, like, for me as a job, I talk in front of a camera, and then I'm on my phone making, like, TikToks, making podcasts, making, I'm always on the computer and always doing stuff. And then to have a relationship through that as well, you know, it can be toxic for yourself. So I think you definitely need to set boundaries for yourself. So it's not just this person who's far away. It's yourself too. It's making sure that you're happy, which is a huge thing. That is so much work to ask yourself. It's so much work to ask yourself. Now, a lot of people just say, like, oh my God, communication is key. Yes, communication is key, but it's also the silence that is really, really key. Like, communication is more about silence to let your partner live. So I remember I would always be, like, texting throughout the day, being like, hey, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then she would ask me the same thing, and we would talk through the day. And what that did was that killed the conversation at the end of the day. There was nothing wow. So if you're planning a call at the end of the day, but you text throughout the entire day, what are you going to talk about on that call? You know, that's going to, maybe for the first few weeks, that's going to be, like, amazing. But for the next few weeks, it's going to be like, what did you do today? Oh, wait, I already know. You're telling me the same thing over and over and over again. This isn't exciting to me. And we need some excitement in our lives, especially when you're not seeing this person. You need this person to bring you a little bit more happiness than usual, because, like, maybe you had a bad day, or maybe, and that can ruin it, right? So maybe you did have a bad day and you talk to this person throughout the entire day, and then you finally sit down and you call them and they tell you everything that you already talked about. And that's not something that you necessarily want to hear about anymore. Sorry, I got a little scratchy throat. I've been talking a lot, making a lot of TikToks videos and everything like that. So a little bit of scratchy throat. But letting your partner live is something that's so not talked about. What I think is the most important thing in a relationship is understanding that somebody has a life beyond you. You know, we can write all these poems, we can write all these quotes, we can write all these paragraphs about how much we love somebody, but we still need our alone time. Think about this. Think about growing up with your parents. Like, I'm 24 now, so I moved out. But think about growing up with your parents. You're at your parents' house. How many times did you want to kill your mom or your dad? Like, okay, not literally, but how many times did they get on your nerves so much that you just, like, could not take it anymore? And it's the same way. We all need our alone time. We need our peace. We need to be left alone sometimes. And that's normal. That's not a bad thing. That is not an awful thing. Okay? That's something that's really strong. And if you can let somebody do that for themselves, that's even greater. That's amazing. And so that's huge. So communication is more about the silence and letting somebody live than talking to them every single day of every waking moment. Communication is key to check in to see how somebody's feeling. But it's not every day, every damn minute of every day. It's just not how it works. And you can't get mad at somebody for not responding to a text. That's also a big thing, right? Like, in long distance relationships, you can really let your mind wander. If they don't respond to you in 5 minutes, or they left on red or whatever, it's like, oh my God, do they hate me? Are they going to cheat on me? Like, what? Like, if those are your first thoughts, then you're in a long distance relationship for the wrong reason. You know? Does it make sense to anybody? I hope it does. So trust is huge. Trust is something that's massive. But it's trust in yourself as well, right? It's trust in your partner and trust in yourself. And if you can't do both of those, then they will not work out together. They won't. If your partner has their own life, right? So if they want to go out and hang out with their friends, you can't tell them not to. You can't. It is not a healthy relationship. If you find yourself doing that, you're not in a healthy relationship. And it will end. And it's going to end in an argument. Because you're pushing them away. Because you're saying, hey, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. How many times did growing up your mom tell you that you can't drink a Red Bull? And what did you go do? You went and you drank a Red Bull. Because we are rebellious. When somebody says we can't do something, we try to fucking do it. Right? And after they do it, they say it constant, 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 constant. We're going to want to do it constant, 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 because it's constantly on our minds. So trust in your partner is huge, but also trust in yourself to know that you have enough self-love that Somebody can go out and do their own thing. You don't need somebody. So loving yourself is huge. And that comes with a lot of trust. It comes with a lot of loyalty and honesty. And I think that's, you need to have these open conversations with your partner so that they know what's up. They know what's going through in your head. But you don't have to say everything. That's another thing. Like, in my relationship now, I've been in a relationship for just over a year now. And I always thought, like, okay, I'm going to be, like, super honest. I'm going to be super blunt. I'm going to say everything that's on my head. And I talked to my therapist, and she's like, no, don't do that. Do not do that. And I was like, wait, why? Like, why wouldn't you do that? Isn't it, like, healthy to tell somebody something? And she was like, some things are better off in your head. Some things deserve to simmer for a little bit. People don't need to know everything, right? You have to have your separation. You have to have your own personal life. If you're angry, you don't have to be like, this is why I'm angry. You know, this is how I feel. Like, sometimes you just got to go for a run and think about it in your head and then decompress the situation so you can, or compress the situation? I forget. You know what I mean. Take your time, you know, assess the situation in your head. That's a better word. And then attack it later. And it's not saying that you're not strong. It's not saying that you're weak or you don't have a healthy relationship or you're not ready for a relationship. It just means that, you know, you still value your personal time to check in with yourself, right? And that's a big, how many times do I say, oh, that's a huge thing? And so space is huge, though. Space is the biggest thing in every single relationship, is that if you have trust and if you have loyalty and honesty and everything, and you trust your partner to go alone and or hang out with their friends and do their own thing, like, space is huge, whether it's long distance or in person or close distance, whatever. Space is huge. Allowing your partner to have their own life and give them space to breathe and not constantly like, oh my God, I want to kiss. Oh my God, I want to hug. Oh my God. Like, that's just not healthy. We didn't grow up like that. We weren't raised like that to constantly be together, right? We need to go off and do our own thing and come back, because you know what? The most exciting part of our day is going to be seeing you if we're coming back. But if we're with you 24/7 or talking to you on the phone 24/7, it's not going to be that exciting to talk to you again, right? And I know you're probably thinking of this, you're listening and you're being like, okay, well, my relationship is built different. We talk on the phone all the time and it's amazing and it's super exciting. That's not going to last very long. I'm telling you, that's a honeymoon phase. And that's great. That's great. That's awesome. Like, everyone talks a lot when they first start, and that's amazing. But what happens when you're a year into the relationship, right? You're talking every single damn minute of every single day. And then you get a little angry. You had a little frustrating of a day, right? And they ask you, how's your day? But they already know. And you just have to reiterate, and you have to say exactly what you did, even though they already know. They go, I want to hear about it. You know, what did you do? And you're like, well, I already told you. And then they're like, no, tell me again, right? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm already mad just thinking about this situation. Like, I'm already aggravated. This isn't an anger management issue. This is somebody just needing space. This is somebody feeling so overwhelmed by everything that they just need their own little space. They need their own little time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so the last thing, and then I'm going to go into tips for the LDR relationships. But the last thing, and this is something that I thought about recently. This is something that it's definitely not exactly what everyone wants to hear, but I hope you interpret it the way that I'm saying it and the way that I mean it.
Turtles All the Way Down is the acclaimed number one bestseller by John Green, author of The Fault in Our Stars. Turtles All the Way Down is now streaming on Max. Asa Holmes is trying. She is trying to be a good daughter, a good friend, a good student, and maybe even a good detective, while also living within the ever-tightening spiral of her own thoughts. NPR called the novel a sometimes heartbreaking, always illuminating glimpse into how it feels to live with mental illness. As a fellow YouTuber, I remember reading my first John Green book and feeling so seen. His words that were eventually turned into movies really hit home with me and my age group, especially as I've gotten older. I've dealt with my own battles with mental health, and I'm very, very excited to see this movie. And you can buy your copy of Turtles All the Way Down in stores today and catch the movie streaming on Max. And now, back to the show.
In order for a long-distance relationship to work, you must want it to end. And what I mean by that is, in order for a long-distance relationship to work, you must want the distance to end, right? So if you're in this relationship and you want it to be distanced the whole time, and, well, to each their own, right? That's a whole different beast, okay? We're not in this, I don't know that. I don't know that life. I don't know that type of love. And that's okay. That's okay. If that's your type of love and you have a partner who's like that and you guys just want to be distanced and you never want to meet or anything like that, that's great. All power to you. But for those who want to end up together, you have to want to end up together. In person. And if your partner's not feeling that way, if they want to keep that distance and you don't, then I'm sorry, but you're not wasting your time. You're slowly breaking your own heart by letting somebody walk away slowly and pull you with them. Right? And it's not that hard of a conversation to have with your partner. It's, hey, where do you see this going? You know? And it's not bad to set a little time frame of like, okay, in 5 years, let's try to be together. Let's try to be here. Let's go to New York. Let's live in New York, you know? Like, I have my friend Sam and Monica, and they've been dating for 4 or 5 years now, and they finally moved to New York together, or they're about to. And I'm so, so proud of them. I'm so happy for them. They're actually engaged. They're getting married, I think, next summer, or COVID, maybe the summer after that. But I'm so excited and happy for them because they broke the distance. But the most important thing of how they did that is that they wanted to do it together. They both wanted to do it. And that's huge. That's huge. But now we're going to jump into our sponsor for the podcast. It's Care Of. Now, Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with customized vitamin plan. And it's super, super easy. You just go to the site. You answer a quick little survey. It's literally amazing. And it's personalized. Like, it's like an online quiz. But don't worry, you're not going to fail this one. And it's going to recommend you vitamins, which is really, really interesting. Because, like, I mean, I'm 24 years old. I grew up with a mom and his nurse. And she always told me what to take for vitamins. And now I have nobody to take. To tell me what to take, and this is the perfect spot because I'm not overwhelmed by going into the grocery store or wherever, the pharmacy, and looking at this wall of vitamins being like, I don't know what any of this means. Care Of does that for you. And so I've recently tried it, and it's literally hassle-free, and it's awesome. Everything is like compostable, like everything's amazing. And it comes in a box, and each package contains the vitamins for the day. And so I forget exactly which ones I have, nor do I really feel comfortable telling you what vitamins I'm taking, but I think I have 5 pills in my package, and then every day I just take a package out of my box, and it's a perfect little dispenser. I take it out, and then I open it up, and I take a little sip of water, and I'm done. You know, it's that easy, maybe 30 seconds out of my day, and I'm taking care of my health. So I believe I also got protein powder, and I got electrolytes, and some vitamins to maintain my health. And it's amazing. And don't worry, I'm not just going to tell you all of this and then not tell you that I'm going to give you a discount. So here's 50% off your first Care Of order. 50% off, guys. So head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50, all lowercase, and you're going to get 50% off your first order. Honestly, guys, like, I don't have many sponsors on this podcast. I think I've only done like one or two now, maybe three. And this is one that I actually recommend. My brother has it. He takes it. I take it. And I know a lot of people who do. I've also seen a lot of you guys do it. So I'm truly thankful that Care Of sponsors this podcast. And thank you guys for listening. But now we're going to jump into the tips that I have for a long distance relationship. Now, let me take a sip of water because we're going to get into this. When I said to plan, right, to be like, okay, I want this to end, and when I want this to end, and it's not a bad thing if like it doesn't happen. Sorry. Oh my God. You know when you have that like little tickle in your throat? I feel bad. Like that was probably so loud. I just don't want to cut it. I like these one take podcasts. I feel like they're more real. So we're going to keep going on this. One of my biggest tips is that I actually use in my relationship, before your trip ends with your significant other, with your partner, plan your next trip, right? So say, okay, I'm going to go to Florida. And then it's like, before we left, we either booked a flight, we planned a date. We'll be like, okay, next month, it's going to be this. And so what that does is it keeps you excited. It keeps you hopeful. And not only does it keep you hopeful, you're actually seeing the person, right? So it's good. It keeps you in love. It keeps you active, actively in love. Now, if you don't plan a trip, you go home and you're like, oh my God, when can we see each other? And then there's a question. And instead of this question, make it a plan, make it an action. Work together instead of, oh, well, I don't know if I can, oh, blah, 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 right? And with these plans, a lot of people get pretty overwhelmed because, like, they go and it's in long distance relationships, you have to make sure you keep it normal, right? It's not, you're not going to visit your best friend who went away for college. You're not going to visit your Aunt Kathy in Florida, right? You're going to visit your significant other, your partner, and they have their own lives. And you do still have to give them space when being there, because that's going to be the reality of your future, right? So when you plan a trip, don't be like, okay, we're going to go to Disney. We're going to go to this. We're going to go to this. We're going to do this, 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 this. They also have to do their chores and their daily life, or they're going to get thrown off and they're going to get empty, and you're not going to be able to fulfill them, because no matter what, they're not going to feel whole because they're not being who they are. They're being somebody else for you. And I don't know how else to say that. It's super hard to talk about, but setting boundaries for each other is something huge. And that's my next tip. It's, you know, if say in texting, right? Say in texting, you're texting the person and you're like, okay, I can't take 5 texts in a row. It makes, for me, it, like literally me, Joey, it makes me anxious if I get 5 texts in a row. If you text me 5 times, throw my phone against the wall. The other thing that really upsets me is if you text me and I don't reply because I'm doing something, and then you text me a question mark, or you say like, what's up? Like, hey, are you there? Throw my phone against the wall. It sets me off. Like it makes a nice text. Oh my God, I looked at my phone too. Oh my God, I didn't look at my phone soon enough and now they're mad at me, right? It puts this negative connotation to it. It becomes this, oh, wow. Now, like, oh my God, I always have to be checking my phone. No, it's supposed to be a nice little surprise. Like, oh my God, they text me. This is amazing. Like, I'm really happy to see this, right? And that's something huge. So don't, that's one of my boundaries. And that's something that's always upset me, because my phone, I work on it all the time. And when I get a text, I'm like, oh my God. Okay, here we go. A text. Let's do this. And I'm the type of person that doesn't text unless like I'm able to sit down and actually do it. And actually have a conversation with them. Sorry, I lost my thought there. And actually, if you guys listened to one of my last podcasts with Matthias, it was my last podcast actually with Matthias, James Barker. He's amazing. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, go listen to it. It's so, so good. We basically just banter about like whatever's going on in our heads and everything like that. What he said, what he recommended most, and I've actually used this before, but he just put it into words and it was amazing. What he recommended most, that when he gets people to come in and sit down and do a therapy session, and it's couples counseling, and when one person says one thing or asks a question, he gets the partner to repeat it back to them to make sure that they're happy with that, that they understand what they just said, that they mean it. And that's huge. That is huge. When you are talking with each other, it can be hard to you ever send a text and be like, okay, I'm going to send this. It sounds nice, but I'm really fucking pissed. Like, I'm really mad, but I'm just going to send this to be nice, right? How many times have you done that? Now, if you get your partner to repeat back and then ask, like, is this what you mean by this? Maybe it's going to give you the opportunity to be comfortable to explain about how you're actually feeling, right? And that's really good. That's really big in a relationship, is to be able to feel comfortable to voice your own opinion. But to be heard, to not just say it, but to be heard, to be asked, right? So repeating what somebody says and trying to understand what they're saying is big before interpreting it in your own way. To get mad at them before this actually has a conclusion, it's actually a sentence or a statement or a question, right? Repeat it back to them to confirm that that's what they mean, that that's where their heart is, and then you can voice your own opinion on it, because now you know wholeheartedly what they mean. And it's very hard with text and with calls and with FaceTime. It's like, you can't feel if somebody's upset, like, especially with empaths. Like, if you're sitting, which I want to talk about that on a future podcast, empaths. I've been reading a book on it. It's amazing. And I want to talk about it. But anyways, just putting that in there. If you're interested in that, DM me and we'll talk about it. But when you're sitting there on FaceTime, like, an empath can feel somebody in a room, and we can definitely feel it through a computer as well. But it's a lot harder, because you can't see the whole screen. You can't see the whole entire body movement. You can't feel somebody. You can't sense the heat. There's a lot of stuff. And so repeating and confirming what they say is super, super, super good. And it's not, oh my God, what'd you say? It's, did you mean this? You know, it's repeating back to them and being like, say they're like, I'm frustrated with the amount of times you text me. Then I would say, are you frustrated with the amount of times I text you? Because I text you about 4 to 5 times a day. Do you want any less? You know, I repeated exactly what they said. And allows them to think about it, you know? Okay, wait. No, I'm not mad about the amount of times you text me. I'm mad about the how you text me. You know, that's a different question. And that allows us to assess it. And instead of we always try to say it better in our heads, right? We always try to say it to make it sound softer, make it sound nicer, but sometimes it's not what we actually mean. And so this goes very well with my last tip. It's to check in with each other as a best friend sometimes. The long-distance relationships, they're full of love. And yes, you love the person, but sometimes that person doesn't need a lover, they need a friend. Sometimes they just need somebody to shoot the shit with. They just need somebody to talk to. They just need somebody to laugh with. And it's not saying that, oh my God, you're as a lover, you can't do that. It's sometimes you just need a best friend. And I don't know how else to explain that. It feels different when I'm able to talk to like one of my best friends with, there's no damage control on it. And you can just say whatever you want to say and feel how you feel. And maybe putting your relationship on pause a little bit while you have a conversation and just laugh and not worry about touching or kissing or anything like that. And just not about saying the right things. And sometimes you need that best friend time. So check in with your best friend. If you're falling in love with them, they better be your best friend. So check in with them. Check in with them how they're doing as a person, not just as a partner. And that should help a lot. So I hope this helped in any way that you might have needed it. But thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off your first order. They don't pay me to say that again, but it'd mean the world to me if you guys checked it out. So stay you, stay beautiful, and thank you guys very much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. If you listen this far, make sure you DM me on Instagram or somewhere. I would be greatly appreciated. And I just want to say thank you very much for 1 million followers on TikTok. That's, oh wow, I've never hit 1 million before. So I feel like I belong. It's really nice. And that's, yeah, it means the world to me. Okay, guys, thank you very much, and I will talk to you guys later. Stay you, stay beautiful.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.